Well, Giles Coke has broken his hand, so we're waiting for a cast to be fitted to, for allow him to play. We just need the swelling to just go down so they can fit him. Antonio has torn ligaments in his ankle, so he's going to be weeks rather than days, unfortunately. So it's a big loss for us. Disappointing for the boy. And Lewis played in a reserve game the other day, as such, at under 21, but he just felt his hamstring tight. So injury wise, it's probably worse if better as such.
So Antonio, then weeks. Do you have an idea how many weeks he might be sidelined for?
It will be weeks. Yeah. It won't be a couple of weeks, it'll be weeks, yeah.
Right. So, at least a month or so then?
I think so, yeah.
And he was just getting back into the swing of things. I know we had a bit of a joke about his cameo performance at Reading, but he was starting to look a bit more like it, and then all of a sudden, bang, and he's gone again.
It's amazing, really. It's so disappointing for the boy, because his season's been stop-start, and I think he's sick of sight of seeing the physios and vice versa as such, and like you say, we seem to be getting back out on the training pitch. It was a contact injury at Huddersfield last week when he's nearly through. The boy Gerrard's took ball and man as such. It was a good tackle. But he's come off worse as such, unfortunately. So that, we had to take him off at half-time. We was hoping for one when he went to the scan, but the scan has proved that he's torn ligaments in his ankle.
And Buxton's an interesting one because he's been 2 weeks away from being back and available for probably about 2 months now. So how far does this set him back? When do you think he might be able to start training fully again?
Well, he was back fully training. We just felt that he didn't get any football the other night against Charlton. He was on the bench, so he was fit and ready. So we just played him in the under-21 game at Coventry, and he's just had a little bit of reaction. So touch wood, that would be just general stiffness as such and soreness. But again, I think the physios are wanting to send him off for a scan just to check the damage.
Over the course of the past two games, you obviously made changes between them. Is this team going to look a little bit more like Huddersfield or a little bit more like Charlton?
Well, we've got through training today with a touch wood, no problems. We'll have a head count tomorrow. Now, the pleasing thing, like I say, is that there's always another game. After a disappointing game the other night, there's always another game, and it's come quickly against Middlesbrough on Saturday. But the most important thing is that, like I said to the players, is that we allowed Charlton to probably set the tempo of the game. And once you set the tempo and you can control the game, we didn't get going till the second half. But the most important thing, like I say, is we've got another game to get this out, get it out of our system.